We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You smile. Captain Jack will get you high tonight.
We've gotten a lot of good answers here today.
Take you to your special island. Captain Jack will get you by.
There's still some big jacks that have not been said on our show today. Got 1 hour till 10. You can win the $100 gift card. We need the ultimate jack. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to Mel Kiper's big board as he has released how he ranks the players one through, you know, whatever the heck he goes to. Obviously, the Eagles would pick 22. All right, Sixers and the Knicks tonight. What are you laughing at over there, Richie? You got something on your mind?
Nothing, man.
Is it a play on words?
I think it was our conversation in between.
No, it was nothing. I don't know, should not go and get to it.
Was it sexual in nature?
It was just stuff that you were just saying, the way that we had just led.
Off air?
No, it was on air. It was what you just said, and I don't know, I was being childish inside my own head.
Okay.
Just really dumb stuff.
I think I know what you're saying.
Okay,
fair enough. That's fine.
But if you had a chance to listen... So bad.
Okay, I sort of get what you're.
All right. Yeah. I'll talk to you about it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I think it's pretty well understood. Let's go to Jake in Delco. Hello, hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Jake.
I got a child next to me here, Jake. You know, he's like,
hey, I have a new show, by the way. Ooh. If we have any, I really am liking a new show.
What's the name of that show?
And it's not the show that you like. I've stopped watching the show that you like.
What show's that?
The West Wing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should get back to it.
I should, but it's because I love a new show.
Well, what's the name of
the
it?
The Pitbulls and Parolees show.
Okay.
Great show.
Really?
Yeah, nonstop.
Great show.
It really tugs the heart.
Oh, it does.
Wow. And there's a lot of them.
I mean, season after season after season after
Joe.
These people are beautiful people.
I'm guessing it's not Joe's type of show, right?
No. My gosh,
get Pitbulls in the title.
There could not be a show that Joe would be
Pitbulls?
Less interested in.
What do you think it was about?
I have no idea.
Pitbulls and Parolees.
Yeah, well, it had to do with Pitbulls.
I'm taking it off the list.
All right, together.
Jake, go ahead, buddy. What do you got for us?
Just thinking about Joel Embiid and this whole. You know, Groundhog Day, mm-hmm. like everybody else is, and I'm thinking about what a true Philly sports fan really is, and I think a Philly sports fan is a tough father, but not an abusive one, and I think sometimes I hear an abusive father when people talk about Joel Embiid.
Here's where things get so tough to know. We don't know whether he's damaging his knee by playing, or if he just has a low pain tolerance. And I mean,
we don't know if he's injured.
Yeah, we don't know if he's injured.
We don't know if he went and got fixed and then re-injured again after that surgery and the 2 months of rehab.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know, so it's hard to definitively say, but. There's a history of, I think, both legitimate injury and legitimate not
toughness.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, and some of that people make the Jimmy Butler comp and they say, you know, he's not Jimmy Butler. But okay, well, with Jimmy Butler, I think some of that he was born with something that Joel doesn't have. So Joel has to try twice as hard to get to the same spot.
I agree.
Maybe.
And I see Joel. I think, Jake, more than he ever has.
It is a great example because we just saw Jimmy Butler go out and play three quarters of a game against our Sixers with a messed up MCL. You know, that is a painful injury. He said nothing about it. I mean, he stayed down on the court for a little bit, but he got back up and played the rest of the game. And now he's unable to play. You know, that's something that Joel it wouldn't work that way with Joel.
I agree. Jake, give me an answer for a great check. All right, Jake's got nothing there. Let's talk to Adrian. Adrian, you're on WIP. Adrian.
Yo, I'm on the radio. Hey, listen. So my whole thing with Embiid, at this point in this stage of his career, he has to know his body. Like, he can't make these moves that he know. Like, his body can't take these type of moves. He threw it off the glass. He said he threw it off the glass, went in there, laid it up. He went in there and dunked it, down his knee is hurt. So at some point, man, he has to know that we need him to win this thing. So he got to know his body. Like, he really got to know his body. He can't put himself in these positions where as though.
Adrian, you know, the problem is when you get surgery, like, it's hard to know how your body's going to respond, how it's going to feel when you go up and lay it off the backboard and try to dunk it again. When you haven't done that for a while and you now have a knee that was opened up and then closed up again and they fix something in there, you don't know the way it'll respond.
Well, you got to understand, I play ball. I'm an athlete. I know my body. I know what I can and I can't do. Mm-hmm. At this stage, he has to know that. The greats know that type of stuff. So you would think after two months of rehab,
he would have a better feel than he does.
I will say this, though, also, Adrian. I mean, you got to try some stuff. I mean, first off, it was an incredible move. Second, he had lost his dribble, meaning he couldn't dribble. He was in some traffic. I think the shot clock was kind of winding down. I mean, it's tough to ask a guy playing basketball not to play basketball. I mean,
you know, he do the Euro steps. He do all this stuff that big men and his size and his, like, you can't do because you have a history of being injured. So
I know.
At some point, man, you gotta think out of the box. Like,
Adrian, I hear you. But then the flip side is, if Joel tries 80% of what he would normally be capable of, are you going to win the series? And I would say the answer is no. Like, he can't play so cautious that then he's not that good.
No, I'm not saying playing so cautious, but I'm saying he was playing 80% prior to that move. He had 18 points. You know what I mean? He came back playing cautious. When he came back, he was scoring 30s on everybody. Like, he was still killing. Yeah. He'd still be dominant. He's still going to be dominant, but you just can't do some of the stuff that you used to do when you was younger.
Well, I mean, you're probably right. Adrian, give me a great answer for it, Jack.
Oh, man, Jack, ASS.
That's funny.
That's outstanding,
Adrian. That was phenomenal.
That was good.
That really tickled him, didn't it?
That was good.
So, John, when you played fullback, and I'm guessing the answer is going to be no, but I'll ask you, did you ever not try to do everything because you knew you had to protect your body a certain way?
No. I knew. I mean, I can't tell you how many games, how many practices I had to adjust the way I was playing because I was injured in some way.
But you
I
still
think everyone who was playing.
But did you still try to do everything?
Yeah.
Ben, did you ever pull back? Did you ever not throw the ball as hard to second base because you were trying to protect your arm?
No.
Or
oh my gosh, I can't imagine that. Like, I mean, not throwing as hard as you could.
That's what the last caller is asking Joel to do, to not try his hardest at whatever to protect himself.
He's got a good point, though. Adrian had a great point in the fact that he has to know his body. You got to know what you can and can't do. I'm not going to go home and put three plates on each side and try and bench press 315.
Well, let me ask you this.
I know I can't do it.
Let's say he's in traffic. Forget where he stood the other day when he pulled that thing off the backboard, which was amazing. You know, like 8 feet out, 10 feet out, whatever he was. Let's say he's in traffic and there's one or two guys and he's 2 feet from the basket. Is he allowed to try to go dunk it?
Why not?
Well, because the other day when he dunked it, apparently, I didn't know this until the other day, it was the first time he had dunked the ball since he came back like 2.5 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they said. They said it was the first time he dunked the ball. So I guess he had been trying to not try as hard as elevate, extend, whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever word you want to. And I don't want to say try as hard as, because you guys know he was trying to be smart and pick his spots. So, Seltzer, he's
protect
in,
his body.
How much does he have to elevate? He's 7 foot tall.
Well, let's say you got Mitchell Robinson there, who's a good shot blocker, and he's a pretty big guy. Like, is he allowed to go up and try to dunk it? I mean, I'm asking, I don't know. I'm asking John.
That's a great question. Like, how far do you really have to dunk when you're 7'2"? How far do you have to jump to dunk? Right.
But if the other guy's going to block your shot, you might want to go up with some force. So, John, if you're advising Joel before the game to dunk or not to dunk.
Look, I'm advising Joel to go out there and forget that you feel.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like you might be hurt. Forget that the knee feels wonky because you got a brace on there. You've got to start thinking about that like it's fixed, because it is.
But it might not be. Because I go back to the knee buckle in game 81, and that was not good.
Yeah. Well, look, when we get into this discussion, everyone's going to be hurt every second of every game because they've gone out and at some point you just have to let him go and be and play and, you know, get beat up a little bit and see how he bounces back.
Yeah.
We just got to let go and hope. I guess.
I'm frustrated.
Me too.
215-592-9494. More phone calls here coming up in 1 minute's time. Actually, no. Let me just keep it here right now. All right, let's go to Tony. Tony's calling from West Philadelphia. Good morning, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Steph. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Tony.
I actually, at the end of my comment, I do have a good jack for you.
Okay.
But I want to say this. I hear about the Eagles moving up to get a corner. They're crazy. The Eagles got 9 picks. If you can assess talent properly, all the picks you need are right there. You don't have to make any moves. And I'm going to tell you, if they need a stud receiver, Keon Coleman is going to be sitting there for them. I'll take him first. But my number one pick overall in this draft, I want y'all to play scout for a minute. I wanted you to look up Jabbar Muhammad highlights. You guys are much younger than me, but there was a Darryl Green who was from the Redskins, who was the best cover corner.
We know Darryl Green.
Aware.
Okay. I know you guys are young, right?
We're not that young.
Okay. He's a more physical Darryl Green. He's not listed to get drafted. In all 7 mocks, everybody in their mocks, and when you look at him, please do that. Jabbar Muhammad, when you see him, he's the best cornerback up, better than Kool-Aid McKinstry, better than Wiggins from Clemson. He's the most physical, best cover cornerback. They need to get him, and then they can add all the other pieces. But I'm going to get Jalen Hurts a piece and Keon Coleman, and I'm going to get that cornerback. And then I let all the other pieces fall in place. And my jack for you, I told you you're young, Jack the Ripper.
Has already been said. Give us a different one.
I don't know a different one. I'm stuck.
You don't have another jack? You can't pivot to another jack?
No,
that's it. Only,
I'm old, man. That's the one I had.
Right, Tony. Tony, good hearing from you, pal. Appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494 to Anthony. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Guys, great show. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Anthony.
So, is anyone secretly rooting for the trio from Villanova, DiVincenzo, Hart, and Brunson?
No. Well,
No, but I'm not rooting against them, so to speak. Like, I get what you're kind of putting down there.
I am for the next couple games.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting against them.
That's 100%.
Well, I'm rooting against their team. I'm not rooting against them, if you get the
distinction. That is semantics of the highest order.
I want the Knicks. Listen, I'll tell you this, Anthony. If the Knicks win the series, I'll probably root for them the rest of the way.
I hear you. So, I mean, they brought us so much joy, these guys, like, growing up watching them, like, years back.
Yeah.
I can't – and I look at our team, and I look at, like, Tobias Harris, who's such a mutt, when I tell you. I play ball, and in basketball, there's closers. We need a closer. We got these guys from Villanova. They're looking to close. I got a question for you guys. Do we have a closer? Do you think Embiid – is a closer. To close out a game when you're playing ball and you're like, yo, we need a bucket here. Like if all the great teams, Jordan, Bird, yeah. You know, we knew great things were going
to
happen.
Anthony, to be fair, Jalen Brunson's the only one the Knicks have. And by the way, as much as I love him, he's not like the greatest closer. I mean, he's still a small guard that in crunch time this year, probably the weakest element of his game this year has been last second shots, final 30-second shots in the fourth quarter.
Embiid, you think you feel confident that he's going to close out these games in big moments?
No, I
have a jack for you, by the way.
No, I don't feel confident.
Yeah, exactly. So what do we do? Why am I?
But
even
I'm saying,
watching
but no, but Anthony, what I'm saying is let's not elevate Josh Hart, who I'm a fan of, to Scottie Pippen status.
No, well, can I tell you, Josh Hart the other night? Did you see his passion? Like he wanted the ball. He hit it. Like I've never seen any of the Sixers like close out a game and have that passion and intensity like a Josh Hart does. That's is not even a closer.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
It's like insane. I got a Jack that's going to win this thing.
Sure.
He's intelligent. He's tough as nails. He's humble. Jack Ryan.
Oh. Jack Ryan. Yeah, that's another one. So there's been the new Jack Ryan over the last...
And I haven't watched any of the new Jack Ryan.
I like
Ryan.
It.
Pretty good.
The first one was outstanding. The second...
First one was great.
First one was really... I mean, it set really high expectations.
Yeah. I got to get back to the third one. I watched, like, first half of the first episode.
I did the same thing.
I got it on my list. I'm like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. So the original Jack Ryan stuff with...
Kaczynski, right?
Yeah, Kaczynski now.
Alec Baldwin and then Harrison Ford.
Correct.
Yeah.
They were good movies. They really
the
were.
The Hunt for Red October is one of the greatest movies ever.
Tremendous. Let's go to Bill in Bethlehem. Hi, Bill. Billy. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Great show. I love it. And I wanted to call it... First of all, Sixers, I feel a lot more confident with Nick Nurse as head coach to make some adjustments in this next game than Doc.
Well, I do too, but I tell you what, Bill, he did two things the other day really bad.
Yeah,
really bad. He overplayed Tobias, and he did not have them fouling in the final 30 seconds. I mean,
I thought they were trying, and they weren't calling it.
A half-assed attempt
horrible.
To foul
horrible.
By multiple Sixers.
Quarter-ass.
That's probably
I think they were being told to foul, and they did a terrible job of it.
It wasn't, and they weren't calling it.
Yeah.
But I have confidence he'll make adjustments. But I also want to share a compelling story about Joe Pellegrino.
Yes.
Years ago, I was in a golf outing, a charity golf outing. I got paired with another guy, and there's better two to show up. We're on the very first hole, and we're near the green. His cart comes screaming out. Guy gets out of the cart and says, I'm going to be joining you guys. And he introduces himself. He goes, my name is Joe Pellegrino.
That's great.
Oh, my God. My heart just stopped. I mean, as a kid, watching news, everything was about Joe Pellegrino. Let me tell you something. He was a compliment to humanity, that man.
Wow.
He was just such a gentleman. And he made me feel like I was the celebrity.
That's nice, man. That's really nice. Well, I was saddened over the weekend, Bill, to see that he passed away the last few days. But I was a big fan as well growing up. I mean, he was a great sportscaster.
Yeah, he was. And I did have a Jack, by the way, Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. That's another big answer right there. 215-592-9494. All right, Ben, let's get a Phillies point or two in here because, we've been all over the place on the Sixers stuff. But what concerns you the most as of right now? Because there's very little on the concerning side. What would it be?
Probably Castellanos.
Yeah.
And he had a great night on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked good. He was staying behind the ball. And yesterday, he just didn't have another good game.
It was disappointing to see that after Saturday.
Yeah, because he was the only guy in the lineup yesterday that did not have a hit.
Yeah.
It's a little concerning. Do I think he'll – I mean, this guy, the problem that I have, he said he needed to change some things. This guy had over 100 RBIs last year, hit 29 home runs or whatever it was, and was an all-star. Why do you have to change anything?
Ben, they had a clip in the pregame where they were showing a side-by-side of his stance at the plate where he was almost turned around. Like, he almost had his back strangely turned to the ball. Like, he was turned too far.
Right.
How do you get turned around at the plate?
He's
that
just trying
much?
To find something that's more consistent.
I mean,
the bottom line, they need him to hit.
Ben, have you ever heard of a good player or an average player taking 21 games to get an extra base hit. I mean, he this year, for those that don't know, he was the last player in baseball of qualified players. Like those that had had enough at-bats to qualify for what you call the batting crown chase and all that. So of everyone that had a lot of at-bats, he was the last player to get an extra base hit.
That surprised me.
Ben,
he hit that triple, yeah.
21 games.
I know.
21 games to get an extra base hit.
It's been a struggle for him.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah. But he continues to work. He continues to work, and he continues to try to get better. The bottom
it's
line
almost
is they,
like,
need
it's
him, they need him to hit. They need him to be more consistent, obviously.
Man, I feel worried that the hit that Saturday night, like, they weren't pitching him in the low and away spot almost. If they pitch him inside, I've seen him get hits. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gotten hits when they go inside. Bad teams aren't able to pitch him where he can't hit it. Is that what we're seeing? Him going up against bad pitching, that's the only reason why he got on.
Well, that could
I
be
don't
part
know
of
the
it.
Answer.
Yeah, that could
but
be.
But, man, it's been so horrendous, and I don't understand why he can't do better, Ben. Why he can't do a better job and just be disciplined.
Well, it's got to be in his head at this point, right?
Yeah, I think part of it is mental. He doesn't let on that it is, but I would say Castellanos and Sir Anthony worries me a little bit.
What do you make of Stott having kind of a down year?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Just early going.
No, I just think he's in a funk right now.
Yep.
He'll be fine.
I agree with you. 215-592-9494. Time's yours and a lot more up ahead on this Monday morning, 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air out there, but why not in here? At the Spring Into Savings Sale at Colonial Marble and Granite, there has never been a better time to bring a breath of fresh air into your home with a bouquet of irresistible deals on home renovation materials and services. I'm always impressed by everything about Colonial Marble and Granite, and they provide a really great experience from selection all the way through installation. Right now, you can get a fully installed kitchen countertop for 20% off. This offer is good on up to 40 square feet of promotional marble, natural stone, and quartz with a minimum purchase of $1,999. To take advantage of spring savings like these and to explore our region's most extensive selection.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jackson is a very proud last name for that family. It's just not Jack.
Let me ask the question here. Seltzer, have they named the afternoon show yet?
Not that I know of, no.
All right, tell me if you think this name works. Because they're all in there. I'd call the show Spike and Jack.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I got
Spike and Ike in the same word.
I got all three names in Spike and Jack. Like, that's the new name of the show, Spike and Jack.
Huh. I don't think Ike would like it too
Ike
much. He kind of disappears,
but it's all right. I mean, it's in there.
People are obsessed with it, though. I have people come up to me, and literally, a guy came up to me at the Sixers game the other day, and he goes, and all he said was Rhea. And I go, yeah. And he goes, Spike Ike in the tank. And he just turned and walked away. And I went, okay, hello.
So the third name does make it complicated.
Yes, it does.
Just, it's awkward. That's why I thought Spike and Jack's a good compromise. I mean, it got an IKE in there. Spike, Ike would probably not be a fan.
As the longest tenured member of the group,
I'm just playing around. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair, who we have not heard from in a couple months. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. Talk some Sixers, and I get my jack out of the way.
Okay.
You know, when you're playing the Knicks, and the Knicks are very quick with their guards, they play ferocious defense. The one place you don't want your center is above the foul line. Now, I don't care if he's not playing on the box, but the Sixers' offense runs better when he's at the elbow, and you don't know if they're going to run a double at him or not. So if they run a double, they get great swings, and they get open looks, and they can also get the ball to Lowry or Maxey where they have more room to operate to go to the lane. When Embiid's playing at the top, all the other four players go down low, and we don't rebound the ball anyway. So when they clear out for Embiid at the top of the key, you don't make the shot, you're not getting a rebound. And there's no ball movement. And when the Sixers are in a stagnant offense, that's what they go to. And then Maxey's got to pull rabbits out of the hats to get them back in the game. When he starts to take over and drive and dish and create more looks for others because he creates havoc because of his speed. But their offense sucks when Embiid's at the top. He'll make a shot here and there, but his ball handling skills when he's injured is not good. His legs are not there in the fourth quarter, so why is he taking three-pointers when he's got no legs? I think Nurse coached a horrible game in the fourth quarter. That was their game to win, and they didn't get it done.
I didn't like how much they kept going to Joel in the fourth quarter. I thought that was a mistake. I thought it looked pretty obvious that he was limited, and I just thought they should have worked it another way. Now, I will say
I've been telling you for years, he's not a combo guard. And in playoff time, it's more exposed because you're playing better defenses who have great hands, they create havoc, and they run at you, and it creates – he's using more energy when you're asking him to do more with handling the ball. I don't understand it at all in this time of the year, and you can't rebound. Tobias Harris gets rebounds on long misses. Nobody boxes out. Our guards don't crash the glass. So if we're not making 50% of our three-pointers, you got no shot to win the series because we don't rebound.
Well, we got to do a better job with the rebounding, clearly. And I do think it's a mindset. And I do think your mindset can be hurt when – boxing out is all about mental toughness.
And
it's
effort.
All about
– It's about
discipline.
Effort.
And, yeah.
Discipline. I
effort,
like that.
Effort, discipline, toughness. Like, it sort of flies in the face of being soft and not tough. Like, the mindset of this team will take after wherever Joel leads it. And he needs to be aware that when he is conveying injury, it's bringing the rest of the team down, too. And I think it affects the way everyone plays.
Yeah, the more the ball's in Maxey's hands, the more he creates for others. And I think Joel works more off of Maxey than the other way around. But why are you playing Buddy Hield 11 minutes, 15 minutes in a game if you're not setting plays for him to get an open three? He's not a defensive specialist, so he's taking two shots in 11 minutes. So why is he on the court? Makes no sense to me.
Well, he also has to play better, Joe. He's been a tremendous disappointment, in my opinion.
Well, because what happens is people create shots for him, and our offense doesn't create shots for others. It's all one-on-one, unless Maxey drives to the hole and dishes. Hield doesn't create his own shot. He doesn't get the ball enough to create his own shot. You got Embiid hogging the ball, Maxey hogging the ball, and you have Batum now getting the ball and just shooting it, which is great because he's not actually thinking. But our offense does not make Buddy Hield a good player. We don't set
Joe, give me a jack.
Well, it's a jack because you get in this economy today, you got to be one of these. You got to be a jack of all trades.
Oh, that's a good one,
I like
too.
That.
That's a good one, too.
That's a really good one.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the draft here for a moment because, you know, there's a player the Eagles have been attached to quite a bit in a lot of the mock drafts. I want to play some audio here from Pro Football Focus's Sam Monson. He was on the NFL Network over the weekend, and he went right to what a lot of people have said. On the defensive side, a real option for the Eagles at pick 22. Listen to what Monson said.
Hey, now, we know the Eagles, they have the 22nd overall pick, and there seems to be a couple of screaming needs on defense. What do you like here?
Yeah, Philadelphia generally doesn't go at the cornerback position early in the draft, but I think it's finally time to buck that trend, and I would give them Nate Wiggins, the corner from Clemson. Wiggins has got incredible coverage skills. He's got the length. He's sticky. He allowed a passer rating into his coverage last season of just 44.4. He only gave up 176 yards all season long. They don't necessarily need him to start right away, but I think he probably could, and even if he doesn't, they're able to then have a succession plan in place for him to be their starter going forward.
All right, so I have in front of me here Mel Kiper's big board. He's got all the players ranked. And Mel Kiper ranks the Clemson cornerback Nate Wiggins as the 23rd best prospect in this draft. Here's the write-up that Mel gives to Nate Wiggins. He says Clemson had a disappointing 2023 season, but Wiggins stood out all over the Tigers' defensive tape. He was impressive despite missing two games with a knee injury. He allowed 18 catches for 179 yards as the nearest defender in coverage, and two of those were turned into touchdowns. I guess that means only two. He has the length and recovery speed to match up effectively with any wideout he goes up against. Wiggins shows a smooth turning motion, good instincts in coverage, and can make up ground in a hurry while using his height and arm length as a major advantage. Now, John, that's the end of the write-up in this relatively short write-up that Mel Kiper did for this top 100 prospect thing. I will say what he does not cover here, and we've addressed this before, and we've heard other analysts talk at great length about this, is how bad a tackler he is. And how
Nate
and
Wiggins
how that
is
can
a guy,
be.
He's a 4'2 in the 40 guy. You know, that means blazingly fast his entire life. And, you know, that a cornerback, when he's that fast, he's normally good man cover guy, not really that into tackling. You know, the defender who would prefer to man you up to tackling you. And, look, Nate Wiggins is so incredibly talented. Speed-wise, you cannot argue. And he can mirror you and do amazing things with his feet. The foot speed is just through the roof. But no desire to tackle people.
No desire whatsoever.
To tackle people. Yeah. And Cooper DeJean, guy from Iowa, also a cornerback, is a much slower cornerback because he's a 4.45 as opposed to a 4.28 in the 40.
Big difference.
But he will tackle. He will play cornerback or safety, give you some positional versatility there. He will go out there and be a special teams returner for you if you so choose. So he gives you a lot more versatility than Wiggins. I like, and I've seen us linked to DeJean also. That cornerback position, it's like those two names have been really high on the list. I'm not a huge fan of cornerbacks who don't tackle.
And
personally,
didn't we see enough of the non-tackling last season?
Yeah. I love the speed.
Who doesn't?
Ben, the conundrum is he's considered a great pass coverage guy.
I'd rather have a tough guy than a great pass coverage guy, but then that gets you in trouble. Then you have guys like, you know, James Bradbury. He's a smart guy. He's willing to tackle. If he can't run, he can't cover.
Well, that's what Nolan Carroll was. He could tackle, he couldn't cover. So, you know, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. Who wins tonight? Sixers or Knicks? Now, in our when we went around the horn here on our show, it was Ree, you said
Knicks,
right?
Correct.
So three of you said Knicks, two of us said Sixers. John, on the poll result, where do you think it came in here?
70% say Sixers.
63% said your team, your town, your Philadelphia 76ers. Let's go to Rashid right now. He's calling from Westchester. Good morning, Rashid.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing well, Rashid.
Good, good. Yeah, this is to whom, you know, this is a message for the somebody, okay? This is
good use of the word whom right there.
Yeah.
To whom it may concern, all right?
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was very impressive. Yeah, it's good English.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, listen, I love WIP, but this is Philly. This is brotherly love. You know, we love, I want to say, how are you? How you doing? I love you guys. You know what I mean?
Thank you. If you want
to be a zombie, stay in New York, okay? Don't tell me what to do. What do not, you know, that show, I'm not going to listen. I love Jack and, you know, and Reese, you know. But, okay, this is out of my system, okay? Sorry,
did you guys, just call them zombies?
Do you know about the caller rules? He's referring to Spike's caller rules.
Yeah,
I had a few callers this weekend refer to it, too. So that's something specific on their show. He has new rules for the afternoon show.
We have no rules.
I like to say, hey, Rhea, I love you. How are you, Rhea? You know what I mean? Have a good day. You know what I mean? I love you. I love all the shows, you know
what
I mean?
Thank
you. You know, I know. So, anyway, hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm Amy. Can you ask me?
What'd you say?
Can you ask me? I'm Amy. For example, I'm Amy.
You want to hang out tonight?
No, ask me if you are married. Marry me.
Well, those words are, you know, sacred words. I'm not going to float those words out to you.
Hell no.
Hey, Rasheed, how do you think Amy would feel if she caught wind of Joe practicing with you on the phone?
I would hope she would say,
yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. That was awesome.
All right, Rasheed, give me an answer. Give me a Jack.
Okay, so is Jack from that song, Hit the Road, Jack?
Has already been said.
Oh, my God. Jack Fritz. Poor Jack Fritz.
Has already been said. You got one more chance.
Okay, the afternoon show, Jackass.
Has already been said. All gone. He strikes out. Could have gone Jack Kennedy and maybe won.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
First name John, but his friends, they called him Jack. All right, coming up in 1 minute's time. 1 minute. To times yours here today on this Monday morning.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, guess what? It's Groundhog Day, and I watched the Sixers blow it again. And guess what? Zero chance they win this series. Sick of it, trade Embiid, and one message from my hot girlfriend.
Joel Embiid's a big baby, and he gets hurt every 5 seconds. Put your contacts in and shut the hell up.
Time's Yours.
Wow.
Oh, buddy.
A little harsh, but we'll say, I think that person's a little too down. I think those people a little too down, but we'll say. I mean, we know we'll get a lot of that tomorrow if he and they struggle tonight.
Hey, John, you know why Joe always has to give two answers? Because he's a Jack. Oh, Time's Yours.
Wow. How about that? And I haven't even said Jack Sparrow yet, but what are you going to do?
Stop me if you heard this before. And being down on the ground. He's hurt, he misses part of the game, and majority of the team doesn't step up. It's Groundhog Day again.
Well, look, that it was, no doubt about it. Doesn't mean it has to stay that way, but obviously 0-1 out of the gate.
Well, it looks like we don't have to worry about the Sixers going out in the second round.
I get it. We all get it. It's not same old, even if it is. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So it's going to be a complete 180 tonight when the Sixers look legit.
People are going to be fired up tomorrow morning.
Good.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I do too.
And I think Joel knows what he needs to do.
Yep. All right, let's go to a name that's similar to Jack, but let's be real. It's not as good as Jack. It's just not. It's the name Jake. Jake, what's
what
it like
mean
to
it's
be
not as good as Jack?
Jake, what's it like to just have like
they're both good names.
It's like being
it's like being
a twin,
they're
but you're the you're like the ugly twin. Hello, Jake.
Oh. Sorry, guys, Jake.
I'm actually a John and I go by Jake because my grandpa's Jack, so I guess they ran out of nicknames, but what are you going to do?
Man. That's pretty cool.
Anyway, I wanted to talk NBA playoffs and playoffs in general. I don't know if you guys saw what the Bucks official Twitter account tweeted. It tweeted yesterday, what happened in 82 games? Nobody really cares. I think that's an encapsulation of everything that's wrong with sports in general today, as much as I love the playoffs, the regular season doesn't matter anymore. And this is going to sound like an ESP Elliott Shore Park take, but I think the playoffs have actually made sports, particularly baseball and basketball, worse. Because, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you got rid of playoffs, every regular season game would be a mini playoff in itself.
First off, if I'm the commissioner, I'm telling the Bucks you're firing whoever put that tweet out. And I'm serious. Like, if I'm the commissioner, I would rule. Like, that's a ruling from on high. Your point is not off point, though. You bring up a lot of good points there. It's bad for sports. I will say this, though, Jake. I am struck by if you really – and hopefully the Stars start realizing this more. The teams that are winning championships in the NBA are still 1, 2, and 3 seeds. And I know there's a lot of talk about the regular season doesn't matter, but I know this. One of the reasons the Sixers lost the game the other day and might lose this series is because the Knicks have home court advantage. You know, Phoenix is in an 0-1 hole. They screwed around all year. They're already down. Like, home court still matters in the postseason. And
they all won. Every home in the first game, every home team won. All of them.
So listen, Jake, the guy making $40 million a year might not care that much about it, but there's still something to be said for winning 50 to 55 to 60 games to give yourself a best chance to win a championship.
I agree. It's just that kind of struck me as like
I agree.
That's what an NBA front office thinks.
Well, it's a disgrace. I would I would find the team. Jake, give me an answer. We're moving fast, quickly. Give me a Jack.
I'm a golfer, so Jack Nicklaus.
Has already been said. Give me a different one.
Let's go with Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box has already been said. You get one more shot.
Let's go with Jack Nicholson.
All right, has already been said as well. All out of here. All right, we go really, really quick. Tim in Philadelphia. Tim, give me a Jack.
Jack Kennedy.
Jack Kennedy has already been said. Give me a different one.
You already said it, so I'm going to go with Jack Ruby or Jacqueline.
Nice.
Jack Ruby.
Good pivot, especially with the relation to Kennedy.
Jack Ruby. If you're into murderers for hire. All right, Jack Ruby. So we got to come up with a winning answer here. Jack Ruby's not really going to win because let's be real. Jack Ruby hurt our nation by killing Oswald. You might have been happy in the moment if you were old enough, but you know it would have been helpful to get Oswald, you know, talking to authorities
on the record.
On the record, yeah, we might have cleared up some stuff over the last 60 years. All right, we got Jack Tripper. We got the Jackson 5. We got Hit the Road Jack, Captain Jack, Jack Nicholas, Jack the Ripper, Jack S, Jack Frost, Jack Daniels, Jack of all trade. What are we doing here?
I like Jack Daniels.
I thought Daniels was good.
Yeah.
That Jack Ass was also said repeatedly.
Yeah.
I kind of like Very Jack popular. Of all
trades. I like Jack of all trades a lot, too. I think that's a good one.
I like that one a lot. Ben, what are you thinking here?
Jack of all trades.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You cover a lot of bases.
There
that.
It is.
I like that one.
Yeah. All the Jacks. All right. Congratulations to Joe. Joe in Mayfair calls us for the first time maybe this year and comes in a winner today.
Congratulations, Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.